Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880.
This is Colin from Wagner Seed, your DeKalb dealer. When corn growers in this area want superior performance, they count on DeKalb. SmartStack Pro offers three modes of action for corn rootworm control. Maximize your yields. Ask Wagner Seed about DeKalb and SmartStack Pro hybrids that'll work best for you. For superior performance, contact your DeKalb dealers, Wagner Seed. Serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
All right, we are back here as, again, the Wolverines taking the field. The home team, the Rebels, will be batting first, and the Rebels lineup here leading things off for them will be number six, Mason Houck, at second base, or excuse me, at shortstop. Batting second will be number two, Aiden Crabtree. He's on the mound tonight here for the Rebels. Batting third will be the catcher, number four, Byron Getchell. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, Colt Bullerman. Batting fifth, Seth Kaiser, and he is out in right field tonight. Batting sixth, and in left field, Avery Crawford. Batting seventh will be Drew Bullerman, and he is the designated hitter. He'll be batting for Clay here today, and Clay will be at second base. And it's Dylan Steffens that's at first base, batting eighth. Wearing number eight and number one in center field, Zayden Schott will be batting ninth here for the Rebels. Again, for the Rebels at second base here defensively today. Again, that is Ryland Clay. So again, Clay is at second base here. For the Rebels defensively, so the DH again is Drew Bullerman for the Rebels and batting for him. So the Glenville Emmons Alden Conger Wolverines here, Casey Wallen, the starting pitcher here for them this afternoon, and we will run down the lineup here for the Wolverines coming up. We'll be back with the first pitch here in 1 minute.
When your project calls for concrete, call on Bedrock Ready Mix, located north of Winnebago on Highway 169. They're your locally owned and operated Ready Mix cement, rock, and sand supplier, offering superior customer service to help you meet your project goals. Bedrock Ready Mix has quality products you can trust to get the job done. Call Bedrock Ready Mix 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169.
All right, we are ready for some baseball here in Alden from Neil Pierce Field. First pitch from Wallen to Houck is outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Again, sunshine out here, 59 degrees. And first pitch, but that wind is blowing in here this afternoon. And that one's in there for a strike and a 1-1 count here on Mason Houck. Next pitch coming, and that one's going to be a ball. Breaking balls in those curves, I think they're going to hang in this wind, even, especially here with Wallens, the way they're coming in. That one thrown in for a strike, swung on and fouled off here by Mason Houck. Steps back up here. And the umpire calls time here. Now he's back in, ready to go. And a one ball, two strike count here. And another ball. So 3-2 count now is the call here. I believe 3-2 count. And the pitch is outside for ball four. So Houck is on with a walk. As Wallens walks the first batter. Aiden Crabtree comes to the bat to the plate now. He'll be doing the pitching duties to start here for the Rebels. As last time we saw him was against Maple River, and he went six innings there and did quite well. Eight strikeouts and three walks in that one. Ball one is taken by Crabtree. And the next pitch shows bunt, pulls it back for ball two. Two balls, no strikes here. Neil Piercefield tucked back here behind the school here in Alden. Runner is going. He'll be in safely. Well, Mason Houck. So runner now in scoring position here with three balls on Crabtree. So Wallen readies. And the pitch outside, ball four. That's two straight walks now by Chevy Wallen. That'll bring up Byron Getchell now. Runners at first and second for USC. Getchell's the catcher once again. Swung on the first pitch, and he'll foul it off for strike one. Just underway here. Some high school baseball coverage for you on KBEW, USC Rebels. Here, Glenford Lemons, Alden Conger in Alden today. Pitch coming. That one up high for a ball. 1-1 count now on Getchell. Runners first and second. Nobody out. Both runners reached on walks. And that one, the runner will go sliding safely into third. It gets away from the third baseman. But McAllister recovers nicely, hustles to get that ball. But Houck and Crabtree advance. Second and third now, the Rebels. With a one ball, two strike count here on Byron Getchell. And that one fouled off. He'll stay alive there with a 1-2 count. Again, a very windy day here in Alden. Pitch coming. Swung on. Dropped by the catcher. They'll throw it to first. And the throw to first, they'll slide home safely. Well, Mason Houck, the Rebels take a 1-0 lead. So a drop third strike leads to a run coming across because they had to throw to first to get Getchell. And we've got one down. Runner on third in a 1-0 game. Here's Colt Bullerman now. Colt's at third base today defensively. Batting here in the number four spot. The cleanup spot here for the Rebels. Takes ball one. And the pitch coming. Swung on at a foul ball. Or no, it's in the dirt. He swings and misses, but the run will score as coming across. So that one gets by the catcher. I thought he fouled it off, but nope. And another run as Crabtree comes across. 2-0 now. Two unearned runs have come across. That one swung on at the shortstop. Mattson, he'll throw to first, and it'll be an error there. First baseman won't be able to handle it. Gets by him, and all the way to third, or excuse me, to second is Colt Bullerman. So Bullerman reaches on an error. And now Seth Kaiser will step up here. With one down, runner in scoring position is Bullerman, Colt Bullerman. Swing and a miss there. Off and running is Bullerman. The throw to third, not in time. Bullerman will be safe at third base. So Kaiser with a strike on him. 0-1 the count here on Seth. Batting in the sixth spot. Ball one, one and one now to Kaiser. And the pitch. Just off the mark for ball two. Two balls, one strike now on Seth Kaiser. Rebels lead again 2-0. Here in this first inning. Swing the miss, big cut there by Kaiser. Count now even at 2-2. As again, Wallen, issued two walks here. That one's a ball. So 3-2 count now. His count is full. Walked the first two batter, both batters. Both those batters have since scored. Bullerman at third base with one out. And that one's going to get by. Ball four gets by the catcher, and Bullerman will score again. Or another run for the Rebels, anyway. It's the first time across, of course. But the 3-0 now, USC. And one out. Kaiser at first as he's walked. And this will bring up Avery Crawford now. And Crawford takes one for the team as he's hit by a pitch. Runners at first and second now as Crawford gets on. Here comes the designated hitter now, Drew Bullerman. With Dylan Steffens on deck. Pitch coming from Wallen. It's a bunt, and it's bunted down the third baseline, and everybody's safe as Bullerman bunts his way on for the actual first hit of the game. And runners, of course, it will advance. We've got the bases loaded here with the Rebels, and the first baseman, Dylan Steffens, comes to the plate here for the Rebels with one out, and the bases loaded. First pitch coming from Wallen now. And it's in there for one, a strike. This pitch coming. And a ball. One and one, the count here on Steffens. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two strikes on Stevens now. 1-2 count. Scoreboard was on. Now it's off. Now it's back on again. Pitch that one outside for a ball. Then the catcher misses it and kicks it around, but nobody will go anywhere. 2-2 now on Stephens. Zayden Schott is on deck here. That one outside, way inside, behind the batter there. 3-2 the count now. As Wallen having some control issues here, getting it across the plate for the Wolverines. And the pitch swung on, and it's grabbed by the shortstop. He'll bobble it. The fire is in time. They get him, the 6-3 put out of Stephens. That's out number two. But runners will advance, so we get one in as Kaiser's run will score. Crawford to third, Bullerman at second. So runners at second and third with the number nine man up. Zayden Schott takes ball one. It's the Rebels here. Four runs in this first inning. And that one in there is for a strike. One and one now on Zayden Schott. And that one a ball. Two balls, one strike on Zayden Schott. Here's the pitch. Swung on and a foul ball off the batter. So it'll be a 1-2 count, or a 2-2 count now. Two down, runners to second and third here for the Rebels. Leading 4-0. That one a ball. 3-2 is the count now on Zayden Schott. And the pitch, outside, ball four. Fourth walk by Wallen issued there in this inning. And here comes Mason Houck. He walked his first time up. And he takes strike one. Next pitch to Mason. Is a ball. And the pitch is up high for ball two. As Wallen readies and fires. And that one got him, so a hit batter. And that will score Crawford, so he was hit by a pitch, and then Houck hit by a pitch. We've got time here. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, the meeting on the mound still continues here. The umpire, home plate umpire, looking to break that up. And we'll get ready to resume action here. Maybe. As Wallen will remain in the ball game here. No pitching change. Bases are loaded here with Rebels. Drew Bullerman at third. Zayden Schott at second. And Mason Houck at first. Two down. It's 5-0 USC here in the top of the first inning. Swung on, and a shortstop knocks it down. Then it's picked up by the third baseman, and they'll fire to first. Nope, they won't get him. So Crabtree will reach on a base hit. And again, that scores Bullerman. 6-0 now. Yeah, that'll bring up Byron Getchell for the second time here this inning. And that's a ball. Next pitch from Wallen coming. Swung on and a roller to third, and he will bobble. The throw is going to be high. And one run scores, two runs score, and will hold Crabtree at third. So Mason out gets second base. Getchell. Wait a second here now. Houck scored. Yeah, so Crabtree's at third. So two runs score there. And Getchell's runner is at second as 13 came in for him. And that one, a ball here to Colt Bullerman. That one swung on. Third baseman will get it. The throw to first is in time. And a 5-3 putout of Bullerman for out number three. So we had two hits. Or actually, so we'll go away. 8 runs on 2 hits. There were 2 errors and 2 left on. So after a half inning, it's USC 8. Glenville Emmons, Olin Conger coming to bat.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
All right, it'll be Lucas McAllister leading things off for the Wolverines. First pitch from Crabtree is a ball. Next pitch from Crabtree is swung on and missed for strike one, 1-1. So it'll be Lucas McAllister, Justice Casey, and Landon Manson due up here for the Wolverines. Rebels got 8 runs across in that first inning. There's ball two. Or wait, he's got 2 strikes. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch. Just off, and a 2-2 count now. On the Lucas McAllister, the leadoff hitter here for the Wolverines of Glenville Evans, Alden Conger. Aiden Crabtree readies and fires. There's ball three. So a full count now on McAllister. Not sure if Lucas is related to Kevin or not. They left him home alone. Swing and a miss. And there's strike three and out number one. So Crabtree records a strikeout off the first batter. Here comes Justice Casey now, the center fielder. Swing and a miss. Big cut at that one was Casey. And the next pitch swung on and handled by the second base, Clay. No, he'll muff that one. So an E4, and Casey's on. So an error here on the Rebels on Ryland Clay. So Casey is on here. Landon Matson comes to the plate here, the shortstop. Takes ball one. Here does Matson. Next pitch coming, and that one is up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes now. The count here on Landon Matson. Runner at first, one down. Swung on, and that one is popped up somewhere. And that goes out of play. So a 2-1 count, two balls, one strike here on Landon Matson. Runner again at first base with one down here for the Wolverines. Crabtree ready and fires. And a called strike. And we have now an even count at 2-2 here on Matson. Andrew Wasmone on deck for the Wolverines. Here's the pitch. Crabtree up inside there, and it's a ball. 3. So now we have a full count here at 3-2 on Matson. Crabtree readies. Fires. Swung on and a foul ball. And out of play. So 3-2 count here on Matson. One down. Runner on first here for the Wolverines. As Casey reached on an error. Here's the pitch. Swung on. That one at Clay. They'll get the lead runner at second. So Matson will reach on a fielder's choice. So two down now. Runner on first. As Clay made the play there at second, fielded it nicely, threw it to Houck to get the force there at second for out number two. Andrew Wasmo now will step up to the plate with a runner on first and two down. Rebels again lead 8-0. They got 8 runs across in the first inning. And went through the order and then some. Batting order in that first inning. That one in the dirt, low for a ball on Wasmo. Got a very windy day here in Alden, but the sun is shining, 59 degrees. Be really great if it wasn't so windy. Pitch coming, swing and a miss. And a 1-1 count now on Wasmo. Crabtree readies once again here on the 1-1 pitch. There's the ball. Runner at first. Two down. Crabtree with the pitch. In there for a strike. And we're down an even count at 2-2 on Andrew Wasmo. Pitch coming. Low for a ball. And a full count here on Wasmo. Crabtree Crabtree readies, fires, that one swung on, and it is popped up. Who's going to get it? And it's going to drop right there in front of Getchell. That wind playing tricks. It's tough. And Wasmone will reach. So runners at first and second here for the Wolverines, are actually third, as Matson is at third base. As Crabtree readies, fires, that one outside for a ball here on Logan Ladwig. And two down, runners on the corners here for the Wolverines. The Rebels lead at 8-0. And that one inside. That's it's a 1-1 count. That one swung on and popped up, and who's going to make the catch this time? It's dropped again by Getchell. And Pat Frank calls time. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
All right, we are back as the Wolverines did get a score. Landon Matson scored on that error. As it's big pop-ups, two in a row, and Getchell could not reel them in here in front of home plate, and they dropped, and one run did score now for the Wolverines. Ethan Hijack, the batter, and he takes strike one. And the runner will advance there. Ladwig will score. That one is high for a ball. High and in there. And the pitch. Low for a ball. Crabtree having a little bit of issues here in this one as well. Crabtree readies and fires. In there for a strike. It's a Crabtree now with a 2-2 count. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and it's right at the first baseman, Steffens, and he'll take it himself. So ground out to first. We're out number three. There's one run, no hits. There were two errors, and two left on. After an inning complete, it's USC 8, Glenville Emmons, Alvin Conger 1.
Pulling acres ahead of the competition is simple. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils are formulated with EnduroVis technology and a balanced additive package to control deposits for a cleaner, more efficient engine that gives you proven durability. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Available at New Way K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
And we are back here. Wallen takes his warm-up tosses yet as due up for the Rebels. Seth Kaiser, Avery Crawford, Drew Bullerman here for the Rebels, who lead it 8-1 as we head to the top of the second inning here. So again, the Rebels batted through, and actually Hauk, Crabtree, Getchell, and Colt Bullerman all batted twice in that first inning. So here comes Kaiser for the second time, and he walked and scored his last time up back in the first inning just a little while ago. And the first pitch, a ball. And here's Wallen once again, ready as it fires. Ball two on Seth Kaiser. And Wallen ready. Here's the pitch. And the ball. Wallen, no strikeouts. He walked four batters, hit two in that first inning. Gave up two hits. Wait a miss. Pat Frank calls timeout. He wants to talk with Seth Kaiser here. All right, so that conversation is over now. Three balls, one strike to count. And there's ball four. So Kaiser's on again for the second time here today. And we've got a visit to the mound. We're going to make a pitching change here, so we will be back. Again, the Rebels leading 8-1. We are in the top of the second inning and a pitching change for the Wolverines. We're back with more after this.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Nordis American Homes, built for a lifetime of living. This is Todd. Designing and building your new home is an exciting time, and it's time for you to meet the Nordis team. Custom-built homes designed by you with the expertise from our designers. Nordis Homes is always on the cutting edge with technology, now offering virtual reality, bringing your vision into impressive detail. Always at Nordis. High-quality materials with exceptional customer service. It's time to schedule your no-obligation appointment to discuss design and pricing. Visit NordisHomes.com, located Highway 22, Minnesota Lake.
Hi, this is Darren from Johnson Seeds of Wells. How confident are you that all of your plants last spring emerged within 24 hours of each other? Have you considered how crop emergence might have affected your harvest? The fact is, emergence matters. Even a few corn plants emerging late can cost you up to 30 bushels per acre. Making the best decisions for your next year's crop starts with what you learn today. For more information on the causes of poor emergence, how you can evaluate your own emergence, performance, and what you can do to fix it, call Johnson Seeds, 553-6136.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is the perfect place to stop before or after the game. In fact, anytime. We have delicious lunch specials and serve a Friday night supper September through May, along with our regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us for our weekly drink specials and our meat raffle and drawings on Thursdays. There's a great time waiting for you, so join your friends at the Wells VFW.
All right, McAllister now, the pitcher for the Wolverines. And his first pitch is fouled off there by Avery Crawford for strike one. So McAllister from third to pitching. Wallen goes from pitching to left field, and Hijik comes from left field to third base here for the Wolverines. Pitch coming, and it's a ball. Runner is up and running. There is Kaiser. He's at second now. A 1-1 count here on Avery Crawford, the left fielder. Hit by a pitch and scored his last time up. There's ball two. Two balls, one strike now on Crawford. McAllister ready, and fires. Swing and a miss, strike two. 2-2 count now on Crawford as he took a big hack at that one. Callister ready, here once again. Swung on, and that one ripped into center field, and that will score a... Nope, they're going to hold him at third. So Seth Kaiser's at third base, Avery Crawford with a base hit. As he ripped that one in through the middle there, up into center field. So here we go. Stepping up now, Drew Bullerman. Base hit his last time up and scored. So one for one on the day. Swing and a miss by Bullerman there. So 8-1 our score here. Rebels lead. And that one a ball. So 1-1 now on Bullerman. Pitch coming. Swung on, and that one is going into left field for a base hit. And scoring is Kaiser. As Drew Bullerman now 2-for-2 today with two base hits. Crawford at second as another run comes across here for the Rebels. They lead it 9-1 now. And that'll bring on Dylan Steffens. Steffens grounded out to short his last time up. So over one here today. Looking for his first hit. And a ball. Two balls, no strikes here on Steffens. Next pitch, swung on and a foul ball. As on deck, Zayden shot. As McAllister readies. Swung on and a foul ball. That's going to be out of play. And now a 2-2 count. Pitch up high for ball three. So 3-2 count, swing and a miss. And that'll do it there for Steffens as he goes down for out number one. Zayden shot now. Comes to the plate. Walked his last time up and scored here for the Rebels back in the first inning. And here we are, 9-1, Rebels lead. We're in the top of the second inning. And that one, first pitch is a ball to shot. Yeah. And here we go. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and it is going to be caught as the second baseman, Ludwig, makes the catch. And that's two down. And that'll bring up now the leadoff hitter, Mason Houck, here in the second. Swing and a miss. Batting here for the third time already. He walked, was hit by a pitch, scored both times. And let's see if he can get on without getting walked or hit here. There's ball one, one and one. Here on Mason Houck. Runners at first and second for the Rebels. And he gets hit by a pitch again. So now runners, bases are loaded here. Crawford, Bullerman, and now Mason Houck. Aiden Crabtree will step up to the plate now. With two down, bases loaded here for USC. Ball low. And they'll throw to first, and now everybody's running, and runner slides safely home. All runners are going to be safe as Mason Houck got all the way to second base, and nobody informed him that shot was staying put, or excuse me, that, let's see here, that was Bullerman there. Then they throw it, tried to throw it to first, tried to run him down, and then the runner from third would score, Crabtree. And it's now 10-1. Runners safe at second and third. And they throw home, and the runner slides safely in for the Rebels. Is Bullerman. So now, Crabtree is on the fielder's choice. Mason Houck is all the way to third. That ball is high on Byron Getchell. And we're going to have... my papers here, as we've got a runner coming in here for USC. Running for the pitcher, Crabtree. I think that was Cade Wigren, I think, is 18. I think that's who that was. Papers everywhere. That one popped up by Getchell, and it will be caught by Mattson to end the inning. And the Rebels, again in this inning, they get one, two, three. And they lead it 11-1 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. More after this.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Skyline Cooperative believes in investing in the future of our youth and is awarding $500 scholarships to area graduating high school seniors. This year's winners are from Algona High School, Morgan Kelly, daughter of Jason and Angela. From North Union High School, Olivia Merrill, daughter of Chris and Jesse. Levi Vasky, son of Todd and Stacy. Landon Hagedorn, son of Roger and Carol. From Grenada, Huntley East Chain, McKenna Bank, daughter of Aaron and Katie. Stateline is delighted that these young people have chosen a career in agriculture and wish them success in their chosen field. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we are back here again. The Rebels leading 11-1 here. We head to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Jacob Dulitz, Chevy Whalen, and Jace Houston due up here for the Wolverines of Glenville Evans, Alden Conger. Crabtree continues to take his warm-ups here. So 11-1 our score here. We're headed to the bottom of the second inning. And I'll see if Crabtree has settled in here. Only one run scored, but he was not throwing strikes like normal here. There's a first pitch strike to Dulitz. Crabtree ready, fires again. That one just a little inside for ball one. So 1-1 now the count on Dulitz. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So 1-2 now on Dulitz. Crabtree ready as here once again. Swing and a miss, and he gets the strikeout for out number one. That's his second strikeout he's issued here. And that'll bring up Chevy Whalen now. Chevy Whalen. Or Wallen. So Wallen, he started off pitching, is out in left field now. And he bats from the left side. Takes a strike. Pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 0-2 the count here on Chevy Whalen. And that pitch is a ball. 1-2 now on Whalen. Next pitch coming from Crabtree. Swing and a miss, and there's strikeout number two. Two down now, or in the inning, I should say, the third of this game for Crabtree. Got to bring up Jace Houston now, the right fielder, and the number nine hitter here. And a ball to call there on Houston as he takes that one. Close one. But a ball to call. There's a swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1 now on Houston. And the pitch hits him. So Houston gets hit by a pitch and will be on first base. That'll bring up Lucas McAllister now. McAllister on the mound for the Wolverines now. As Crabtree readies to face McAllister for the second time. Struck it on his first at bat. 0-1 here is McAllister. Swung on the first pitch. It's popped up. Bullerman in foul territory. And he, right at the fence there, makes the catch. Nicely done by Colt Bullerman. Route number three. So there were no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. After two innings complete, it's USC 11, Glenville Evans Alden Conger 1.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, warmer weather is on its way. And Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center is your sandal headquarters. Come on in and find Keenan Skechers sandals for men, women, and kids, along with Allegria, Taos, Clark's, Hallfinger, and SCS sandals for women.
Weavers has a great selection of clothing for men, women, and children at great low prices. So what are you waiting for? Come on down and see all the sandals in stock as you visit Weavers' leather store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is excited to announce the arrival of their newest provider, Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz. Dr. Waletzko-Bartz is a certified family medicine and obstetrics physician with 3 years of experience. She treats conditions of all kinds, along with performing routine checkups with a special interest in prenatal care and end-of-life care. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz in our Blue Earth Clinic, call 507-526-7388. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Founded in 1915, Farmers Co-op Association has grown to 4 locations throughout northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, offering full-service agronomy, grain, energy, and feed. Farmers Co-op Association is proud to be owned by the customers which they serve. Community plays a large role in what they stand for. Because of this, they believe in doing business locally as well as giving back to the communities that their employees and patrons live in. Farmers Co-op Association, with locations in Forest City, Leland, Buffalo Center, and Keister, is here to serve you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880. Back here, and we have two balls here on our batter, Cole Borman. As McAllister leans in here and fires the next pitch outside for another ball. Again, our score, 11-1. USC leading. We're in the top of the third now. And there's ball four. So Bowlerman reaches on a walk. That'll bring up now Seth Kaiser. Kaiser walks twice and scored both times. In the first and second inning. So let's see if we can keep that streak together. And ball gets away. Bowlerman will be off and running to standing up at second base. And now, ball ready and the pitch. And a ball to Kaiser. Two balls, no strikes here on Seth Kaiser. Runner on second, nobody out here for the Rebels with Colt Bullerman at second base. The pitch up high for a ball. Three balls, no strikes now on Kaiser. 3-0 count here. And the pitch swung on, and it's a slow roller in the grass, picked up by the pitcher. Does he make the play in time? No, he does not. So Seth Kaiser is on for the third time here tonight. All the way to third is Cole Bullerman. So runners on the corners there, as Kaiser will get an infield hit there on that one. And it'll bring up Avery Crawford now. Base hit his last time up. And he was hit by a pitch his first time. And a ball is the first pitch to Crawford. And they'll throw to second, but Bowlerman won't go anywhere. Kaiser will be at second. So runners at second and third now. Pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Big swing, a big cut there by Crawford. 1-1 now the count. Drew Bullerman on deck here for the Rebels. That one is a ball. Two balls, one strike now, Crawford. It's coming. In there for a called strike. And it's a 2-2 count now on Avery Crawford. As McAllister readies. And McAllister fires ball three. Full count now on Crawford at 3-2. And the pitch coming. Oh, he'll throw to third, and back diving safely is Cole Bullerman. And now, with runners at second and third, 3-2 count. Here's that 3-2 pitch, and it's up high for a ball. Bases are now loaded with Rebels here with nobody out. And Drew Bullerman with two base hits. He's 2-for-2 here today. And the first pitch, he takes a big swing at and misses for strike one. So Bullerman, the DH here, 2-for-2 today. Two hits. He scored two runs as well. And he takes strike two now. Oh, and two now on Bullerman. McAllister readies and fires. Swing and a miss. Down goes Bullerman on strikes. And that's out number one. McAllister grabbing his second strikeout here. That'll bring up Dylan Steffens now. 0-for-2 here today. Looking for his first hit. He'll roll one foul down the third base line. And everybody will go back. So an 0-1 count now on Steffens. So Dylan will step back in here after the hustle down the first base line there on the foul ball. Gets back to it. And the pitch from McAllister swung on and given a ride into right center. Right fielder will come in and make the catch. Runner will tag from a third, and that's Bullerman coming across for a run. So a sack fly there for out number two. Zayden Schott comes to the plate now with two down, runners at first and second. Pitch coming up high for ball one on Zayden Schott. Zayden, let's see, he walked the first time up and scored, and then he popped up at second base his last time up. So 0-for-1 here today with a run scored. Hakes, strike one, and it's a 1-1 count here on Zayden Schott. And now the pitch from McAllister up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. McAllister readies and fires up high for ball three. 3-1 down the count on Zayden Schott. Mason Howell contact here at the top of the order. Pitch coming. Swung on and a slow roller down the third base line. He'll pick it up. The throw is not in time. Hustling down the line is Zayden Schott for an infield single. And the fifth hit by the Rebels. And the bases are loaded. Guys are at third. At second now is Crawford. And Zayden shot at first. And that'll bring up Mason Houck. A walk. Hit by a pitch. Hit by a pitch. He scored twice in the ball game. As McAllister gets ready to face Houck here. For the second time this evening. And that one thrown behind Houck for ball one. And the pitch from McAllister. Swing and a miss by Houck. 1-1 down the count on Mason. Next pitch coming. Swung on and a foul ball for strike two. So a 1-2 count now on Mason Houck. Again, a very breezy day here now in Alden. Here now, it's been like that all day since we got here. But it is 60 degrees and sunny. Swung on and a foul ball. Stays alive there. 1-2 count now on Mason Houck. And now stepping up. Back into the batter's box is Houck. McAllister readies. Fires. Ball is high. And we're even at 2-2 here. As we're in the top of the third inning, the Rebels' lead here is a score of 12-1. Swing and a miss, and that gets Houck. And that'll end the inning for the Rebels. So the Rebels do get one across, one run. There were, let's see, how many hits? One hit, there were no errors, and two left on. So now, after two and a half complete, it's USC 12, Glenville Evans, Alden Conger has won.
This is Colin from Wagner Seed, your DeKalb dealer. When corn growers in this area want superior performance, they count on DeKalb. SmartStack Pro offers three modes of action for corn rootworm control. Maximize your yields. Ask Wagner Seed about DeKalb and SmartStack Pro hybrids that'll work best for you. For superior performance, contact your DeKalb dealers, Wagner Seed. Serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
All right, we're back here. Crawford remains on the hill here for the Rebels, who lead it here a 12-1. And leading things off, it'll be Justice Casey leading things off. Swings at the first pitch. Right at the shortstop, Houck. The throw to first is in time at a 6-3 putout of Casey for out number one here in the third. And now here we go. Next batter, Landon Manson. First pitch is in the dirt low for a ball. So 1-0 count here on Manson. One down, nobody on here for the Wolverines. And the pitch swung on and at the shortstop. Hauk again, the throw over is in time for a 6-3 put out of Matson. So two down now, and Andrew Wasmode will come to the plate. Wasmode is, let's see here, he reached on an error, stranded at third, back in the first inning. And the first pitch, ball. So Wasmode, no ball, no strikes. Next pitch, low for a ball. 2-0 count, two balls, no strikes here on Andrew Wasmode. Nobody on, again, two down. Rebels lead it here, 12-1. We're in the bottom of the third inning. That one swung on, and it's right at Hauk. He leaps, makes the grab on the liner out to short. So Hauk involved in all three outs. 1-2-3. There were no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. After three complete, it's USC 12, Glenville Elmans, Alden Conger 1.
When your project calls for concrete, call on Bedrock Ready Mix, located north of Winnebago on Highway 169. They're your locally owned and operated Ready Mix cement, rock, and sand supplier, offering superior customer service to help you meet your project goals. Bedrock Ready Mix has quality products you can trust to get the job done. Call Bedrock Ready Mix 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And we are back here as we set here to the top of the fourth inning. The Rebels will send Crabtree, Gatchell, Bullerman here to the plate. As it will be McAllister still on the hill here for the Wolverines, Glenville, Emmons, Alden, Conger. So Crabtree, Getchell, and Bullerman here due up. As the Rebels again have a 12-1 lead here. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Eight runs came across for the Rebels in the first, three in the second, and one in the third. And McAllister readies. First pitch to Crabtree. Swung on at the shortstop, Matson. He'll pick it up. The throw to first is high and another error. And that'll get Crabtree on. And now, batting here for the Rebels will be Getchell. Getchell stepping up here. Struck out, reached on an error, and popped up. So here's Getchell stepping in. Here's the pitch from McAllister. Ball one. So Crabtree reaches on an error here. At first base. Did they get a runner for him? I think that's him there. That one swung on, and it is popped up and caught by Wasmode at first. So a pop-up by Getchell to first base for out number one. Colt Bowlerman now steps up, reached on an error, grounded out, and walked. He scored twice here today for the Rebels. And now we get 18 in to run for the pitcher. And again, number 18, that is Cade Wigren. At first base. And now McAllister readies. Throws to first. Wigren back safely. And McAllister gets ready here. Once again, he'll deliver this time around. Swing and a miss. A big cut there by Bowlerman. No balls, one strike here on Colt Bowlerman. Wigren at first for the Rebels. Here's the pitch from McAllister off the plate outside for a 1-1 count now. Pitch coming. And a ball. Two balls, one strike now. Colt Bowlerman. Pitch coming. Swung on and a foul ball. And rolling. Out of play. So it is a 2-2 count here on Colt Bowlerman. And the pitch. And a called third strike to get Bowlerman. Two down now. Third strikeout recorded by McAllister. That'll bring up Seth Kizer now. Kizer, two walks, scored two runs. He had a base hit last time up, but was stranded at third base. Takes ball one. And ready is McAllister. He'll fire. And another ball. Two balls, no strikes now. It's Seth Kizer. Next pitch coming. Swung on, and that's going to be a base hit. And left field, and it'll advance the runner. Wigren. And Kizer with a two-out single. Has two hits in a row now for Seth. Avery Crawford will step up now. Hit by a pitch. Base hit. And he walked his last time up. He scored twice in this one. McAllister ready. Fires. And a strike. So Crawford takes strike one. Runners first and second now for the Rebels with two down here in the top of the fourth inning. That one off the mark. Ball one. 1-1 now the count on Crawford. McAllister checks the runners. And he turns and fires to second. Back safely is Wigren. Sliding head first back to second base. And McAllister ready. Fires at home. And just inside. Brushes him back a little bit there. And it's a 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike here on Avery Crawford. And 12-1, our score. Rebels leading here in this one. That one at the shortstop. He'll throw to third and get the force there at third. So there's out number three. And after, and so The Rebels, they don't get any runs there. No runs. There was one hit. There was one error. An error and one left on. So after 3.5 complete, it's USC 12, Glenville, Evans, Alden, Conger 1.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we are back here as the Rebels lead it here 12-1. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. And let's see here. We've got 14, Logan Ladwig, the batter, leading things off. So it'll be Ladwig, Hijack, and Dulitz. You up here on a windy Friday. It would be a little inside for ball one. As Crawford continues here on the mound, as a helicopter flying overhead, and that one is low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes now on Ladwig. Crawford readies, fires, and there's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Here on Ladwig. Pitch coming, swung on, and that one is going to be a base hit into left field. Crawford's there to field it, but it'll drop in for a base hit there. Swinging on a 3-0 count was Logan Ladwig for a base hit. That's the first hit of the game here for the Wolverines. Ethan Hijack now, the batter. Grounded out his last time up. Takes strike one. Runner on first, nobody out. Again, 12-1, Rebels leading here. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the pitch. We're going to miss strike two. Oh, 2 the count here on Hijack. And that one a ball. No, they ring him up. Strike three. Looking. Out number one. So Crabtree now with that fourth strikeout here for Crabtree. And here's Jacob Dulitz now. Swing and a miss by Dulitz. Strike one. Runner on first with one out. Ladwig at first base. Crawford readies. Fires. That one high and tight. And that'll be ball one. 1-1 now the count. And the pitch. Up high, ball two. 2-1 now on Dulitz. And ready. ready and fire. Swung on, and it is going to be hit foul and out of play. So strike two now on Jacob Dulitz. Runner on first with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, the Rebels lead at 12-1 here. An eight-run first inning really busted things open here. Then three in the second, one in the third for the Rebels for their 12. Wolverines got one. There's strike three and out number two. As getting another strikeout, Crabtree, that's five now. Chevy Wallen now. Stepping up. Again, he started this game as the pitcher, but then moved to left field. Laps, bats from the left side. A big cut and swing and a miss for strike one here on Wallen. So Wallen steps back in. Crawford, runner on first, just takes a little peek at him there. And Crawford, ready, or Crabtree, I should say, readies and fires. And there's strike two. So no two count now. As Crabtree works, looking for his sixth strikeout of the game, third of this inning here. We can get one by Wallen. And he sure does. Strikeout number three of the inning. And there was no runs. There was one hit, no errors, one left on. After four complete, it's USC 12, Glenville Lemons, Alden Conger 1.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm. TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
And we are back here, due up for the Rebels, Drew Bullerman, Dylan Steffens, and Zayden Schott here, due up for the Rebels in the top of the fifth inning. Rebels lead it here, 12-1. As McAllister continues with his warm-ups here. Rebels, again, got eight across in the first inning, three in the second, one in the third. And Glenville Emmons, Alden Conger, their lone run coming in the first inning as well. So here we go. Step it up, Drew Bullerman. Two for three here today. Two hits, two runs scored. Struck out his last time up, though. And the pitch, swing and a miss. And McAllister readies here once again. And the 0-1 pitch swung on. And it's a slow roller. It's going to be a foul ball. So strike two now as that one rolls foul. So an 0-2 count here on Drew Bullerman. And the pitch coming up high for a ball. So 1-2 count now on Drew. And the next pitch, slow for a ball. 2-2 the count. And the pitch, Swung on, give it a ride to left field, and it's going to be a foul ball. Down the left field line, a foul ball, 2-2 our count. Borman would have had extra bases for sure on that one had it been fair. But just foul there down the left field line. 2-2 count here on Bullerman, on Drew Bullerman. And McAllister coming with the pitch. And he'll take ball three. 3-2 now the count. And the pitch. And a called third strike. And there's out number one. McAllister now with four strikeouts issued. And that'll bring up Dylan Steffens now. Wait, excuse me. Let's see. Who do we... Wait a second. Who's back? I don't think that is Steffens. Swung on, and that is 18, actually. And a base hit. For number 18, that's Wiggern, if I remember correctly. Get into my papers here again. And that was Cade Wiggern with a base hit. So nicely done by Wiggern there. And now, more batters coming up here. Different batters here, 16. And that's going to be Lucas Yokiel. And so he'll be, oh, he's 16, not 18, 16, Travis. There we go. So Yokiel will bat. And he takes strike one. McAllister readies. And the pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-1 the count on Yokiel. And on deck is Wyatt Houck. And that one popped up. And the first baseman, Wasmon, will make the catch. So a pop-up for out number two. And that'll bring up now number 21, Wyatt Houck. So Wyatt Houck now getting his first at-bat here. And hold on to everything tight here so nothing blows away. Clipboard hunker down. All right, McAllister ready here to face Wyatt Houck. First pitch to Wyatt, a ball. Next pitch coming up high for a ball. And 0-2 count here. And there's ball three. So Jake Cassens is on deck here if Houck can get on with two down. And the pitch. And there's a strike. Three balls, one strike now on Wyatt Houck. And McAllister coming with a pitch. Swearing a miss. 3-2 count now on Houck. Pitch coming, and it's outside for a ball. And there's ball four. So Houck will walk. And we've got Wigger not second. So Cassin's now the batter. So Cassin's will get up. 25, Jake Cassin's. Cassin's, I believe, a sophomore. So 25 steps up, bats for him to the right side. Pitch coming. Swung on the first pitch into right field. The right fielder will make the catch, so fly out to right for out number three. The Rebels get no runs. There was one hit, no errors, two left on. And after four and a half, it's USC 12, Glenville, Emmons, Alden, Conger, one.
Pulling acres ahead of the competition is simple. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils are formulated with EnduroVis technology and a balanced additive package to control deposits for a cleaner, more efficient engine that gives you proven durability. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Available at New Way K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're back here, headed to the bottom of the fifth inning as Mitchell Meyer will come in to pitch now for the Rebels to close this one out and end it in five here, as it is a 10-run rule if the Rebels can hang on, leading 12-1. So Crabtree ends his night with four innings pitched, five strikeouts, no walks, and just gave up one hit in the ball game. And the run that did score was an unearned run. So stepping up now, let's see, we've got, it should be Houston, I believe, unless they subbed in. No, it is Houston taking strike, swinging, and strike one there. So Jace Houston steps up. And now Meyer readies, fires. We're going to miss. Strike two. An 0-2 count here on Houston. As Mitchell Meyer for the Rebels. Readies, fires again. And ooh, a called third strike. It was a delay there. I was like, what are we waiting for? Ring him up. And that's out number one. So Meyer, first batter face, strikes him out. Lucas McAllister now will step up, number 18. Again, he started this ball game at third base, but took over pitching here. Swing and a miss. Here behind McAllister. Meyer readies here once again for the Rebels. Here's the pitch. Swung on at the third baseman, and there's a bobble there by Wigard, and that'll get him on. So an error there, and that'll get McAllister on base. That'll bring up Justice Casey now, number six. Reached on an error and grounded out to short his last time up. So 0-for-1. swings at the first pitch, and that one takes a hop. And let's see who is out there at short. That Hauk, yeah, couldn't handle it. Took a wicked hop there. And Casey gets a base hit. So the second hit there, and a runner, and scoring position, first and second now. And first pitch strike there on Landon Mattson. Pat Frank adjusting the defense out there. Pitch coming for Meyer. Swung on. At Hauk, he'll let it. It goes through his legs, and a run will score, and it's now 12-2. So here we go. As McAllister reached on an error, scores. Casey is at second. Mattson at first. Osmond. First pitch to him. I missed that. Filling in the book. Let's see what we got here. Here's the pitch from Meyer. That's up high for a ball. And the umpire not going to give me a call. So Meyer ready. So once again, runners at first and second. It's 12-2. That one swung on, and that one is going to get by the right fielder, and they're going to wave the runner home, and they will hold it. They're not going to throw it, as Casey will score here. And time is called here by Pat Frank, as things have come undone here. We'll be back with more in 1 minute.
Nordis American Homes, built for a lifetime of living. This is Todd. Designing and building your new home is an exciting time, and it's time for you to meet the Nordis team. Custom-built homes designed by you with the expertise from our designers. Nordis Homes is always on the cutting edge with technology, now offering virtual reality, bringing your vision into impressive detail. Always at Nordis. High-quality materials with exceptional customer service. It's time to schedule your no-obligation appointment to discuss design and pricing. Visit NordisHomes.com, located Highway 22, Minnesota Lake.
Hi, this is Darren from Johnson Seeds of Wells. How confident are you that all of your plants last spring emerged within 24 hours of each other? Have you considered how crop emergence might have affected your harvest? The fact is, emergence matters. Even a few corn plants emerging late can cost you up to 30 bushels per acre. Making the best decisions for your next year's crop starts with what you learn today. For more information on the causes of poor emergence, how you can evaluate your own emergence, performance, and what you can do to fix it, call Johnson Seeds, 553-6136.
All right, the next pitch here to Ladwig. And the pitch. In there for a strike. So let's see here. I have a score of 12-3, I believe. But am I wrong? And there's the pitch. That's in there for a strike on Ladwig. So Meyer readies here. Fires again. And a called third strike rings him up for out number two. Two down now, and the second strikeout for Meyer. And Ethan Hijack now. And we have time called, no pitch. The umpire, get out of the way. Two down. Runners at first and second here for Glenville Emmons, Alden Conger. That one in there for a strike by Meyer. On Hijack. And a little low outside for ball one. 1-1 now, the count. another ball. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch is the ball. Three balls, one strike now on Hijik. Hijik 0 for 2 here today. And the pitch for Meyer. In there for a strike. And we got a full count now. So Meyer ready is here with a full count. Runners going, and a slow roller to short. The throw is in time. And a 6-3 put out for Hijik. To get Hijik for out number 3, and that was it. So they did have 14, so I have the score wrong here somewhere. I'm going to have to look back, but... So 14-3 is our final. The Rebels win over Glenville Emmons Alden Conger. We'll be back with more. We'll wrap it up after this quick break.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is the perfect place to stop before or after the game. In fact, anytime. We have delicious lunch specials and serve a Friday night supper September through May, along with our regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us for our weekly drink specials and our meat raffle and drawings on Thursdays. There's a great time waiting for you, so join your friends at the Wells VFW.
All right, the Rebels get the 13-3 victory here as we take a look at where, I don't know where I messed up, but on my score sheet, because the batters all carried over here. But I counted them up, 13 runs for the Rebels here today, and get a 13-3 victory over the Glenville Emmons Alden Conger Wolverines here this evening. So the Rebels got, get 13, three runs across for the Wolverines. Crabtree pitched 4 innings, 5 strikeouts, no walks here in 4 innings, and Meyer comes in and gets the 2 strikeouts and finishes it off with one innings work there. So again, the Rebels get the victory 13-3 here this evening, and be sure to join us tomorrow morning on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM for the USC Coach's Corner at 10:08, again on KBEW. Of course, later on in the hour, as we usually talk baseball towards the end of the program, we'll visit with Pat Frank, talking this week's baseball action. A big thanks to Grace back at our KBEW studios. A big thank you to you for listening. Again, in 5 innings, the Rebels 10 run them here, 13-3 over Glenville Emmons Alden Conger. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to high school baseball coverage on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by Weaver's Leather Store, Buffalo Center, Schroeder Electric of Easton and Wells, Wells VFW, Johnson Seeds of Wells, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, New Way K&H Cooperative, Bedrock Ready Mix of Winnebago, State Farm Agent Mark Schwitz of Wells, Wagner Seeds of Wells, TS Construction of Easton, M&M Insurance, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, State Line Cooperative, United Hospital District, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills, and Riceland, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Farmers Co-op Association of Forest City, Leland, and Keister and Buffalo Center, and BevCom have brought you this presentation of KBEW Sports. Thanks for listening.
Information station, KBEW, Blue Earth.
Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't, wanna be mine. Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind. Okay.
I guess you kinda scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
AM and 95.3 FM with the Winnebago Area News, weekday mornings at 8:45 and 11:45.
Thank you.
Listening to the area's news and information station. This is KBEW Blue Earth.
Israel prepares for possible Iran strike.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel.
Trump says he will testify in hush money case.
All I can do is tell the truth.
VP Harris knocks Trump on abortion.
He basically wants to take America back to the 1800s.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. U.S. officials tell CBS News a major Iranian attack aimed at military targets in Israel could be imminent. It would be retaliation for Israel's deadly strike on Iran's consulate in Syria last week. President Biden, when asked about it earlier today.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel. And Iran will not succeed.
CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
What U.S. officials think Iran is doing is constructing an attack that is big enough to get at least some drones or missiles through Israeli defenses so that they can land something on Israeli territory and claim to have punished Israel for its attack on the Iranian consulate.
The U.S. is urging Americans in Israel to restrict their movements ahead of a possible attack. Former President Trump's New York hush money trial is set to begin on Monday after a judge denies his request for a postponement because of pretrial publicity. Trump says he will take the stand.
I'm testifying. I tell the truth. I mean, all I can do is tell the truth. And the truth is that there's no case.
Trump made his comment during a press conference with House Speaker Mike Johnson, in which they called for a law to require all who register to vote to prove U.S. citizenship. Vice President Kamala Harris in the crucial swing state of Arizona condemns the state's 160-year-old abortion ban. The VP has discussed the next steps to securing reproductive freedom for women across the country and laid the blame squarely on former President Trump.
We all know if Donald Trump gets the chance, he will sign a national abortion ban. And how do we know? Just look at his record. Just look at the facts.
The day after he was denied a commercial driver's license in suburban Houston, police say a man stole an 18-wheeler and drove it into the same license facility in Brenham, Texas, this afternoon. Texas Department of Public Safety spokesman Sergeant Justin Ruiz.
8 were treated and released on the scene of the incident. Unfortunately, one person has succumbed to their injuries and died at the hospital.
The suspect is in custody.
Good evening. Leading the news this Friday, President Reagan challenged...
Robert McNeil, creator and first anchor of PBS NewsHour nightly newscast, has died of natural causes. He was 93. Stocks tumbled on Israel-Iran fears and mixed earnings report. The Dow plunged 476 points. Now this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The House has reauthorized a key U.S. government surveillance tool, CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The bipartisan vote reauthorizes warrantless surveillance powers under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act for another 2 years. The bill includes restrictions on how the FBI uses the powers to gather data while surveilling potential foreign adversaries who may be interacting with Americans. Opponents cited privacy concerns. The intelligence community called it one of the most powerful tools they have to protect America.
In Tennessee, one officer is dead and two others injured as they checked out a suspicious vehicle this morning. Interim Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis.
Tragically, one of our officers lost his life. That officer is Joseph McKinney.
One suspect was killed, the others arrested. A federal judge orders the former longtime interpreter for Dodger star Shohei Ohtani released on bond and tells Ipe Mizuhara to undergo gambling addiction treatment. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
A shooting in a classroom at Wilmer Hutchins High School in Dallas, Texas, leaves one student wounded. Dallas Independent School District Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde.
Thankfully, our student is in the care of professionals, and it is a non-life-threatening injury.
One person is in custody. Savannah, Georgia will require guns left in empty vehicles be securely stored. The mayor says it's meant to cut down on gun thefts from unlocked cars. A half million Roku streaming system users have had to reset their passwords. The reason, a hack in which malicious actors use some of the accounts for unauthorized purchases. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scherr.
As part of its response, Roku said that it's going to force everyone to start using two-factor authentication. That's where you get an extra password, usually by text message, when you're trying to log into something.
U.S. consumer sentiment falls slightly. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Calling all comfort campers, new glamping or glamorous camping areas are open near Yosemite National Park. KCBS's Matt Bigler with details.
You can leave your tent stakes at home. Two companies are now offering glamping sites near Yosemite. One night at Wild Haven includes a premium tent with a queen bed, electricity, and heating. Because the luxury campsites are outside the national park, visitors will still have to make reservations to enter Yosemite. Park spokesperson Scott Gedeman says they had to bring back their reservation system this spring due to overcrowding.
People just parking on the side of the road. We've had some human waste issues.
The second glamping campground is scheduled to open even closer to Yosemite next spring. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Roberto Cavalli's company says that the Italian fashion designer has died at age 83. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, April 12th, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Cotter. Well, clear skies tonight, a low around 38, with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Winds turn to the south on Saturday at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 30, with sunny skies. We'll have a high near 80. Saturday night, it'll be mostly clear, a low around 49, with winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Sunday, we'll only get up to 75, with sunny skies. Sunday night looks mostly clear, a low around 48. Monday, we'll warm back up to 80 with sunny skies. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Monday night with a low around 58. Showers and thunderstorms will remain likely into Tuesday with a high near 70. Showers and thunderstorms will be likely again Tuesday night with a low around 49. We'll have more chances for showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with a high near 62. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
This brings to a close another broadcast day on 1560 AM KBEW in Blue Earth, Minnesota. AM 1560 will return at 6 AM tomorrow morning. We invite you to continue listening on 95.3 FM or on our website at KBEW98country.com.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM KBEW.
It's up to you.
Bang, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style. Hey. Love you till I die, and that's no lie. Red, red wine can get you on my mind. Wherever you may be, I'll surely find. I'll surely find. Make no fuss, just red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time.
Hey, it's Ryan Chase. Hope you're having a great Friday. Coming up, we've got Eddie Money, two tickets to Paradise, also Exposé, Point of No Return. Right now, it's Donna Lewis.
Thank you.
KBEW invites you to listen for Elmore Area News every weekday morning at 9:10.